my boss says it a lot.
Uh-huh.
He said, when he says cap, he's usually very frustrated, and he's very uptight with the person he's talking to. Otherwise, he'll say, all right, Captain, or something like that.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
So you always know he's mad when he says Captain.
Okay. The man who presides over the county court, that's
the judge.
And the guy who tries your case in front of him,
he's a lawyer.
And that person who goes to school to study,
he's a law student.
Okay. And the common terms you used, you said nigger toe, so obviously nigger is a common term for blacks. What are some of the other, we're about running out of this tape, but what are some of the other common terms for blacks?
For blacks, we used to call them African spear chucker, or jungle bunnies, or Djiboutis. A new name they call them now up in Memphis, Tennessee is Zogs. And let's see, chocolate drops, dewdrop. Let's see.
What would be some of the polite terms should we use?
Colored folk.
Colored
person. Or something like that. They call them high yellow if they're half black, half white.
Okay. Would that high yellow, would that be applied to men as well as women?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about bright?
No, I've never heard bright used.
Okay. What about terms for white people?
Hokey or honky or cracker.
Cracker. Now, is a cracker a normal white person, or is there something?
Well, they consider them Georgia crackers. I've heard little black boys call me cracker, so I figured that must mean something. That's the only way I know they call us crackers.
Okay.
Maybe it's because the saltine's white.
Okay. Let me see. What about somebody who comes from the country? What would you call that? Let's say somebody who's very obviously from the country when he comes into town.
Well, let's see. I'd just say he's country.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Redneck, you ever use?
Well, just because he's from the country doesn't mean he's redneck.
What do you mean by redneck?
Redneck is, to me, is somebody who is behind the times, who is very opinionated, very biased, very closed mind, very won't listen to reason. He doesn't want to listen to anything anybody else has got to say. He doesn't like change. He's very set in his ways. And just is used to things being the way they were and never changing.
Okay. What about poor whites?
Poor whites,